Hey guys, it's Tuesday. Welcome back to the show. Josh here. Every Tuesday for probably the next 6 to 12 weeks, I'm going to feature a short crash course in podcasting. If you want to see the original image that this is taken from, check out my LinkedIn, which I'll put in the show notes, and I'll also put a direct link to this particular PDF, which is just a picture. So, Crash Course in Podcasting with Josh Liston, 4 things to do before your next remote interview. And by the way, I am reading this, guys. If it sounds like I'm reading it, it's because I'm reading it. Kind of audio blog-ish. I've got a client that's doing an audio blog at the moment, The Real Learning Experience, and I'm quite enjoying listening to that, and I'm really enjoying editing that because Simon, the host, really great reader. And got to admit, I hadn't heard anyone read without mistakes really ever until I heard Simon. So thanks for the inspiration. So 4 things to do before your next remote interview. Number 1, reboot your computer or laptop and install any updates 48 to 72 hours prior to the interview. Number 2, log in and check out your connection program, be it Boomcaster, Riverside, Skype, Zoom, etc., in case something has changed. So not only does it open in the browser or the app, going back to that first step with the update, but also that nothing's changed, you know where the settings are, and that it doesn't crash for some reason. Number 3, listen or watch any previous interviews featuring your upcoming guests at normal speed prior to the interview. Not 1.5x, not 2x, not 3x. Spend that last bit of time with your upcoming guest at 1x. Number 4, read your questions list, if you have one, most beginners to intermediate podcasters do, out loud. Often what sounds great in your head sounds overly convoluted when read out loud. So I'll throw an extra bonus tip in here, just because it did feel a little bit strange just reading today, guys. If you want to know who I think the best interviewer in the world is, head off to Google and look up a guy named Andrew Denton, who is an Australian radio legend and TV interview legend, but also, I think, is just a master of the craft. It's incredible research mixed with amazing and insightful delivery of the questions and also an incredible improv angle. He's the reason I believe that a valuable tangent can be better than a great question. If you're committed to the tangent and you know you've done the background research and work to get out of that tangent and bring, for the lack of a better term, the train back onto the tracks. So Andrew Denton, I'll put a link to Andrew in the show notes as well. This was Crash Course in Podcasting with Josh Liston, a kind of audio blog from deadsetpodcasting.com. Cheers, and I'll talk to you soon. Bye-bye.